Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. And what a busy day this is with not only tons of football to get to and yesterday's games. And I know, Bart, you're feeling it. Both Detroit, and Baltimore. Like, this has got to be for you a painful morning.
Yeah.
With both of your teams that you have some blood with.
And I have frustration differently for both squads. But
yeah,
they mount up to a disappointment. Yeah. To say the least.
Yesterday for you was clearly, you know, a disappointing day personally.
And I don't know which one is more disappointing, if you know what I mean.
That's a good point. When you think about
it. They're disappointed for different reasons.
Yes.
But they're both equally disappointed.
I think it's a frustration more than anything.
Yeah,
because both teams.
It's nothing wrong with going down. It's how they went down.
Yeah.
On both games.
Yeah, yeah. One went down playing like I think the Lions went down playing just the way they've always played, but this wasn't the time to do that. The Ravens went down. That wasn't them.
That's my point.
Like, that's the bizarre thing.
That's my point. Like, listen, we have no problem if you go down, but you go down your way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was should have been the Lions' way all the time. Of course.
Of course. We need to change the show time to a different time, so it's more convenient to when people need to get in touch with you. Everybody knows Bart has been waiting on hold with his doctor for the better part of like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Before the show because of we need to know about Friday.
Yes.
Big day for you, Friday.
Yes. I get the violation.
Well, it's the health check.
Yes.
And of course, the doctor calls back at 12:02.
I hopped off at 12 o'clock.
Yes. That's the way it goes. So we'll get into plenty of football, and we'll break that whole thing down and what we saw. Now a matchup in the Super Bowl, that obviously has a lot of different storylines. We got 2 weeks to talk about that. But, Bart, we have breaking news.
Yeah, man.
Right before the show, and this was significant because it's been something we've been waiting for all weekend.
Woj bomb. Woj bomb. Woj bomb.
Yes, those are the Woj bombs, and this was a very significant one. In fact, it's so significant, I text him. He's in L.A., but he's going to join us on the show in just a few minutes
to give us— Getting up bright and
early, man. Yeah. Well, no, this is what he does, though. He's the best.
Locks and salmon, man. It don't matter. Showing up for his boys. I appreciate that, Woj.
Yeah, and that's what matters. So that's what we got to get him on because we want to get the absolute, you know, latest and also all the facts from this. But his reporting that came just a little over an hour ago said that as testing continues on Knicks all-star forward Julius Randle's right shoulder, indications are optimistic that his absence will be measured in weeks and not months. And he says this according to sources. So that is first and foremost. I mean, Bart, that is the best possible news that you could have. Because the injury that happened on, first of all, let's acknowledge that Saturday at the Garden against the Miami Heat was yet another party. You know, think about this. The two teams that were in the NBA Finals last year came to the Garden in back-to-back games, and the Knicks smoked both of them.
Yeah.
The Nuggets smoked them. The Heat smoked them. That second half just took over. Jalen Brunson, again, he's going to be named All-Star on Thursday. But the Knicks have been they're six straight wins. They have 12 wins in the month of January. The last time they won 12 games in a month was 2013.
This is why this news or this injury couldn't come at a worse time.
And then that happened, and it was like the joy, like everything got sucked out of the building because you saw him hold that shoulder the way he fell. And then how he looked like he was in pain. And everyone after the game, as much as you wanted to talk about this team and this defense and that kid Brunson and what they've been doing and all that stuff, anything, all it was is he okay? Is he okay? Are we going to lose him? What happened? What's the injury? What do you know? And the Knicks, you know, were pretty quiet about it. X-rays were negative. That was the first positive sign that it was still a separated shoulder. And then on Sunday comes the MRI, and yet no reporting at all. Nothing. And that was a concern because you think no news is good news or no news is bad news.
Right.
And so you waited the whole day Sunday for some type of report on what did the MRI show? What kind of damage is it? And the things you hear about, of course, are labrum. You know, could there be a tear there?
Yep.
AC joint, stuff like that. And so you waited. And of course, Woj had the reporting that, like I said, it's as optimistic as it could possibly be, mainly because the concern when it comes to a shoulder like that is it could cost him the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember when Chris Webber early in his career, you know, his shoulder kept coming out and it became an issue because, you know, what happens with the joint, you don't know, like, if it strips the joint a little bit, but, you know, the ligaments coming out and resetting it is always the difficult part. Inflammation and swelling, have to see when the swelling goes down. You know, this isn't the last MRI, I believe, that he's going to get. You know, I think they're going to also be able to go back in a couple of weeks and reevaluate more MRIs once the swelling go down. Testing, you got to go, like, functional motor skills, things like that. Because it can be micro tears in that thing as well. Like, as somebody who sits here with a partially torn labrum that, you know, never decided to get surgery on it because it didn't stop me from playing, but it also affects range of motion. Who knows if it'll change a shot?
Mm-hmm.
The reality is the Knicks have to figure out what the contingency plan is because we hope being optimistic works out. But if it doesn't, what type of moves do you need to make? And this is the thing, we talked about not making any big moves, any big splashes, but do you make a move out of desperation that you have to give up pieces that doesn't allow you to make the big moves that you want to make in the future? So, like, what do? Like, do you give guys the opportunity to step up like you did when Mitchell Robinson went down? Or do you, you know, do you go small and change the way you play basketball? Or what happens? Or do you try and acquire somebody that, you know, may not be Julius Randle, but I can give you a big body, and then guys around have to step up. So all that means no rest for Brunson is long story short, which
more,
can be
more on his shoulders.
Right, which can be a double-edged sword.
And also, it also suggests that now OG Anunoby, that trade now, it looms even larger because he can play some four.
Yeah.
So he's big enough to play the four.
And he wanted shots. You wanted shots?
Well, he's going to get shots.
Get shots.
Now again, there's never a right time for an injury. Never. But a couple of things here. Number one, it's the right shoulder. He's a lefty. That's important when it comes to shooting, right? Okay, so there's that. The other thing is, as I said, there's never the right time for an injury. But if there was ever an optimal time, if there was ever like a time where you're like, you know what, you might be able to survive this, it's now. Because the All-Star break's coming in a couple of weeks. And the month of February, there's only 12 games. And, oh, by the way, three of them are on the road. The rest of them are at home. So you can, at least you think you should be able to say, can you get through these weeks? Because that's what Woj told us. He's going to join us momentarily. Weeks, not months. Meaning, can you get to the other side of February and survive where you are right now, as they are at 29-7. They are 12 games over 500. They are in fourth place in the East. And, oh, by the way, they are two games out of third. I mean, they're right there.
Yeah.
Okay? They're right there. And so is this the best it's going to be? Or can you get through the turbulence and survive it? Tom Thibodeau on Saturday, again, before anybody knew anything, just talked about how it's always going to be like this, next man up.
You know, you need everybody. The course of a season, guys are going to get nicked up. That's part of this. And so the challenge for the guys who aren't in the rotation is to be ready. So the practices are their games. And then you're going to, at some point, everyone gets called upon and then respond well. We count on everyone. So that's the thing I like about our team. The guys are invested in the team. They're invested in each other. And so whoever gets in there, everyone's capable of executing well. So that's all you have to do, get in there and execute.
And my question is going to be, like you mentioned this too, is we thought going into this trade deadline that perhaps the front office, because they made the OG Anunoby move, that there doesn't need to be another significant trade, that maybe you get a couple of pieces to supplement your bench. But I don't know, does this change that? Does this make the front office think?
This is questioning.
Do we need to find a four, like so we don't lose any ground? And then when he comes back, we don't know. You know, you don't know what you're getting when he comes back. You know, his conditioning and everything else.
But you said OG has been asking for shots. That's why they were going to put him in it.
And lately, with
the second unit.
Right.
Keeping him in at, you know, when they go through the rotations. Well, that's, you know, this opportunity. So let's see. Maybe he's all you need. Maybe he hasn't shown us what he's truly capable of because he hasn't gotten the opportunity. So I think, to me, that's really what it's all about. Can they figure it out? Can he step up and just hold the total line? Can he hold the fort to allow them to still stay with the plan that they had before he got injured? Right? You know, certain guys, not all injuries are created equally. You know, we know that Randle and Brunson are the two guys that, you know, they're the two straws that stir the drink,
yes,
so to speak.
Yep.
So their metal's going to be tested. But, you know, it's better to be tested, like you said, in a situation where you're going to have only 12 games, right? That you're only going to have 12 games.
And so 10 days off.
And 10 days off.
Right. Right.
So who knows? Maybe he comes back. You know, who knows what he's going to be when he comes back? But it's an opportunity, right? So if I'm OG, I'm saying, Coach, give me a chance.
I got this.
Like, give me a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Give me a chance. And, you know, it's not going to be fluid. Because whenever you change the starting lineup, it takes a while. But we watched Obi last year step in and play some great minutes.
You know, it's funny. There were some reports that Obi Toppin could be available in a trade. Isn't that bizarre?
Damn.
Like, give him back the second round pick.
Duke can't find a...
It's so strange, but the timing of that. But, you know, the Kyle Kuzma's name's going to come up from some people. You're going to see that.
That's a big move, though, because that's money.
He's got a huge contract.
Yeah, that's money.
So,
yeah.
All right, anyways, that's the speculation part of it, which we'll certainly have fun with throughout the show. We'll get to your calls at 800-919-3776. But let's get to the reporting part of it, because it was basically all day Sunday, everybody was asking the same question. I was getting texts from people as well, what do you know, what do you know, what do you know? And we were all waiting, and we all knew, of course, the one man who would have it would be, of course, Adrian Wojnarowski, who joins us right now. And Woj, first of all, thanks for giving us some time here. And secondly, just update our listeners on the latest on Julius Randle's injury.
Hey, Al. Yeah, it's relatively good news for the Knicks and for their fans, for Julius Randle, based on, you know, the initial concern of seeing Julius lead the court in pain. You know, he underwent an X-ray, the X-rays on Saturday night, the MRI, and they've spent a couple days looking through it. And the early indications are, and there's optimism, that this is going to be an injury and a timeline for a return that's going to be measured in weeks and not months. I still think there's going to be some definition to what that means, how long he's going to be out, but the hope is certainly he can avoid surgery, you know, at least during the season. But you have a 10-day All-Star break coming in maybe a little less than 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
In February. And so that takes you through a week and a half without games. So all in all, given where the Knicks are, and I think for New York, this is has a chance to be a relatively good outcome. You don't want to lose him at all. This has been an extremely durable player. He's played 95% of his games for the Knicks since he signed in 2019. He had played every game this season until he'll miss tonight's game. But the hope is, again, weeks on that dislocated right shoulder for Julius Randle, not months.
You know, how does the injury affect how the Knicks decide to go about maybe the trade deadline looming? Small move, big move, or, you know, is it an opportunity for OG to step up? And, you know, do you think the brass is going to kind of stay pat?
Yeah, I'm not sure that this impacts the deadline, especially if they know they're getting Julius Randle back. They're going to have him back if the expectation is he's back in time for the playoffs, back in time to be able to, be out on the floor for a significant part of the rest of this regular season. They put themselves in good position. You know, I think the Knicks, their view of the deadline has been, can we help ourselves around the edges? Is there maybe some more shooting off the bench, some more bench scoring, playmaking? You know, I think that's they made their big trade, and it's worked out great, OG Anunoby. Knicks are 12-2 in January. You know, they've been as good as anybody in the league since they traded with Toronto for him. And you know, you look at that starting lineup and you look at that group, there's no, I don't think there's a trade out there that, you know, where you're getting a starting level player, but, you know, they're, you know, certainly you can improve the bench. They're competing with, you know, the rest of the East who all want to see if they can make some upgrades. The one advantage the Knicks have over, you know, others in the East, now others who may be more talented, but don't have to feel like they have to do as much, but, you know, New York has a lot of draft assets. They have expiring contract at Evan Fournier. They can use some assets, a pick and a second or a first or 2 second round picks, whatever it takes to get, you know, maybe a good bench player, and not compromise themselves on the big stuff they still want to do down the line, which is there an all NBA player, a high level all-star who becomes available? Maybe it's this offseason. Maybe it's early next year. Maybe it's a trade deadline next year. They've been patient to wait and kind of keep their powder
dry, yeah.
And allow themselves to go big game hunting. And so I think the Knicks can do both. They can go big game hunting later if that player becomes available. And these players don't become available very often. They just don't. And so, but when one does, you know, New York's in a position to have the assets, lots of draft picks to be aggressive, but they can also do something here in the short term to help this team going into the postseason.
Yeah, they want to stay in the game, obviously, for the bigger type of names that could come in. It's amazing. This build, since Leon Rose took over, has been sometimes, for some fans, painstakingly slow. Everybody loves the quick fix, but this has been slow and yet methodical, and yet, when you look at what this team has done over the past month from just one trade, that you see the results now starting to show. And I think that's where the patient thing, you can bring that up. But I wonder, well, it's just because, you know, this is the time of year where the speculation runs wild when it comes to, okay, what about those, you know, on the edges types of deals? Are there names that you can give us that would be more likely targets for the Knicks when it comes to the edges type of players?
Sure. You know, an Alec Burks in Detroit, you know, he's certainly available. You know, Jordan Clarkson in Utah. And I think they're going to get, I think Clarkson maybe more than Burks. You know, that's a, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Utah could get for him. They could also keep him. He's under contract. He just signed an extension. Utah has been really, really good in the last several weeks. Will Hardy does a great job there. They got healthy and they've been good. There's no guarantee they trade them. You know, I think players like that, guys who can help you bench scoring. And then you got to think about the buyout market. That's always
true.
Fewer players go in the buyout market than we remember years ago. Part of it, I think, is that agents have found and believe that once they make, you become a minimum. Typically, you sign a minimum contract when you're in the buyout market. And then agents worry that those players now are permanently minimum players, that you can't get them back to a bigger salary in free agency. I'm not sure that's entirely true, but some of them think that. And so you've seen fewer players go into the buyout market. But a player like Kyle Lowry, you know, barring Charlotte finding a trade for him, he's going to probably be in the buyout market. Yeah, he's got a big salary. I'm not sure there's a trade where they take back that much money that makes sense. But, you know, guys like that, certainly. So, I think around the edges and, you know, the hope that the Knicks are going to get Mitchell Robinson back at the end of the season certainly allows them some breathing room at that center position, maybe. Isaiah Hartenstein's been outstanding for them and filling in for Robinson. And, you know, Jericho Sims certainly can play a role there. So, I think, you know, kind of that bench scoring guard. And, you know, I think you have to weigh who's out there, who's available, and really how much can they help you? Is it worth, you know, I know fans sometimes don't think giving up a second means anything, a second round pick or 2 seconds. Second round picks have significant value. And so you can't just throw them away if it's for a guy you don't think that is going to end up really making a difference. So I think you're measuring that all the time. And I think the Knicks are like a lot of teams in that position, you know, who are seeing, can we help around the edges? Because there may not be a lot of, like, good starting help available at this trade deadline. I don't think the Knicks are looking for a starter. They have, you know, a good group of five and then six, seven. But some other teams would like to. You know, Bruce Brown is certainly another one, and that was probably the one I forgot off the top. You know, Brown has a lot of interest, both with New York, the Lakers, and a number of other teams, even some teams you wouldn't think of as contenders, who really think Brown's contract has value to flip again at the trade deadline, or excuse me, at the draft, because right. he's got 1 year left on a team option next year. Mm-hmm. So there's some contractual things where you can stack his contract if you try to do some bigger deal without getting to all those gymnastics. But, you know, Brown is certainly a player that could start for you if there's an injury. You wouldn't hesitate to have Bruce Brown as a spot starter the way Josh Hart has been. And, you know, so I think Brown's an interesting player at the deadline for New York, too. But I think they're going to get a lot for him. I think he has, you know, you saw him in the playoffs with Denver. You saw the impact that guy has on winning. And if you're trying to win, you know, there's some guys who haven't been in those positions. They haven't been deep in the playoffs. You don't know exactly how they're going to play. Kind of know what you're going to get mm-hmm. from Bruce Brown. And I think that increases his value. You know, we'll see what that price is for New York, for L.A., for some others as we get closer to February 8th.
Yeah, especially when there's a market. Masai always seems to be able to build that market and use it to his advantage. We're talking about Adrian Wojnarowski. But going back to Julius Randle, just one more time here, because if I remember, I don't know if it's the same thing, but it's similar with Steph Curry last year. Is it not that it was better news than they thought when he injured his shoulder and then he came back? Was it a month and he was back? And certainly in the playoffs you saw there was no ill effects.
Yeah, I think the Curry injury ended up being somewhere between maybe 3 weeks and a month. I think it was on the shorter side of what they thought it could be. And you're right, he came back and played well. And so I don't know that it's exactly the same injury, but I think you're right. On the timeline, Alan.
Yeah, I believe it was somewhere within, like they said, like was it 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but still not what sometimes it could be, which is the worst. And it not being his shooting shoulder, he's a lefty, so the right shoulder also is another part of it.
And that's helpful too. That's yeah. right. That's right. That it's his right shoulder. I think that's helpful. That's what I told Stephen A. the other night on the show. I said, Stephen A., you always got on him for always going to his left. He should be fine.
You know, so, yeah. I'm sure keeping him together that day was not easy, especially during that game and then certainly after it. Well, again, I know you're always busy, so thanks so much for a few minutes here. Your words in New York right now are resonating. Trust me.
All right. Well, I appreciate being on with you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You got Thank it. You. Take care. All right. The best we have, Adrian Wojnarowski. And again, as he said, it is weeks, not months. That's a big deal. It is also the fact that they gave it time. When you wonder, why didn't they say anything right away? He said the MRI, and then they just kept looking at it and just wanted to make sure, and that it is something that they want to avoid. Even if he avoids surgery, which they believe that's probably the case, even if it's for after the season, if he has to get it cleaned up or something, but if he can play through it now. And as I said, Steph Curry last year in December, mid-December last season, had a shoulder subluxation. It was his left shoulder. And he missed, and the same thing, I believe, Woj was the one who reported, expected to miss weeks. And he ended up coming back, I believe it was in the middle to late January.
Well, subluxation is a little bit different from a dislocation.
That means
it's all the way out. Subluxation is like it went in and went back in by itself.
Right.
A dislocation means they have to go set it and pop it back in, which, you know, it can tear things going out, but mm-hmm. it can tear things going back in. Right. So, you know, a little different, but, you know, the optimism is the fact that it's his non-shooting shoulder. And that's not the one that he's really going to be shooting and putting the ball over with. It's his guide hand, which doesn't have to have the range of motion that the shooting hand has.
You just want to have that same touch. And as long as the other side is, you know, still able and structurally able for him to do the things that he does. Listen, he is a player that I know a lot of people in New York, you get maddened by some of the things, especially the turnovers. But the one thing that you have to acknowledge is 25-9-5.
And durability.
Is not easy to replace.
Yeah.
And this is a team that has, I mean, they have really hit their stride in this month after the trade. And he has also played well while also understanding and acknowledging Jalen Brunson being the lead dog here. And so there's a lot to think about in his absence. So we will see how long he is out. But again, as Woj reported, and he just told us moments ago, it is believed to be weeks, not months. And they believe he could avoid surgery at least during the season, which means you can get him back. And it could be as early as March, with still plenty of time to go to finish the season. And if you get him and then you get Mitchell Robinson back, even in a, you know, in a smaller capacity,
yeah.
Well, you've just added two significant players.
But then now, you're also adding layers because OG gets an opportunity to prove that he does have game within his system. So
this opens the door for OG.
You don't have to force him back with heavy minutes when he comes back as you're trying to ramp him back up to build him up. You can let OG start in that position for a little bit, and then you know, he'll be comfortable going back to who he was. But now you know if Julius is having a tough time or something, like, hey, man, we can run some sets with OG.
Yeah.
And what sets are he comfortable with, get him to his spots and allow him to create, not just sit up in a corner and spot up.
It is definitely, another challenge that's coming the way of Tom Thibodeau, Leon Rose, and this Knicks team that has had its best year. This is their best season in a decade. And so all the challenges continue to come at them. How do they handle it? You heard what he said about the trade deadline as well. You heard the names that he gave you as well. So let's get some reaction. 800-919-3776. Coming up next, your calls and reaction. Julius Randle out. It's weeks, not months, though, according to Woj. So that is a good sign, at least to know that he is not done for the season. But what are your feelings on the Knicks right now, and where do they go from here? Your calls are coming up next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Super Bowl is set. Chiefs and 49ers. Man, this is becoming a habit for Patrick Mahomes and KC.
You don't take it for granted either. You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any. It truly is special just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long. Guys coming together, it really is special. I told them, I mean, job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew. Honey, during tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it is the choice in New York sports talk. It is the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM and the all-new ESPN New York app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Han, we'll get to your calls momentarily. Reacting to Woj, who was just on with us, about the latest on Julius Randle with the Knicks. If you're just joining us, Woj reporting that the Knicks are optimistic that Randle will miss weeks, not days. And not weeks, not months, I should say. And that it is, you know, it is very possible that they can get him back this season without needing any type of surgery during the year. And so it's as optimistic as you can get from a report from that standpoint. We'll get your calls at 800-919-3776 reacting to this momentarily. But first, of course, it is a Football Monday on 98.7 ESPN. It's brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to learn how you can have the Sloman Shield professionally installed free. Sloman's, the difference is human. Now, we will get into, of course, the NFC and AFC championship games, and Bart has a lot to share with you about that. We'll get into that 1 o'clock hour right now, though, the latest, of course, on the Knicks. And Randall is where we're going, so let's go there with you. We go to Joe in Staten Island to start us off. Go ahead, Joe.
See, Bart and Han, I knew it. They were rolling along. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. And there you go.
The life of a Knicks fan. The life of a Knicks fan. It's amazing.
I'm telling you. Listen, before the deadline, do me a favor, hon. You're close with Tibbs. Don't trade Grimes. Whatever you do, don't trade Grimes. He's coming into his own. Get rid of Deuce.
Lately,
Grimes.
He's looked good. Lately, he's starting to show some confidence. Lately, it's starting to pick up for him, which is good. He's whatever he was going through, hopefully he's getting out of it. I don't think Tom Thibodeau wants to trade him. He loves him, but I think they lost him for a while. They had to get him back, and I think maybe mentally he's starting to come back, and that's important.
Well, absolutely. You got to keep Grimes. He's coming into his own. Okay. Great defense, too.
Yeah, well, again, you're going to need all that stuff, especially the three-point shooting, Joe. I mean, that's the stuff that I think makes up for it. If he can continue to shoot well, McBride shoots well, the bench contributes, which that was a bit of a concern for most of January, but lately it's getting better. You know, can you survive that? And then, like Bart said, Ananobi, you trade for him, and you get a guy that's big enough to play the four. That, you know, is could be good enough to get you 20 on a given night. And so maybe that just gets you through it, plus the All-Star break, plus the schedule is not as heavy in the month of February because of the All-Star break, less games. You're only on the road for three of them. So, you know, those are the things that you got to survive.
Yeah, let's pull those opponents up, too.
All right, I'll give them to you.
I think we should have that fun game.
Well, the next two games to finish this month are at Charlotte tonight and then Utah home tomorrow. Utah's been playing really well. They play tonight, though, in Brooklyn, so they'll be in a back-to-back. The Knicks play at Charlotte, they've been really bad. So you finish the month there. So Thursday we begin February, and it's home. These are all home games. Pacers, Lakers, Grizzlies, Mavericks, Pacers. Those are all home games.
Three of those should be tough. LeBron, whatever.
I mean, the Pacer games, because they play so fast and all the matchups and everything else. So we'll see how that
goes. You never know with LeBron.
Well, the Lakers have been bad.
Yeah.
Well, they have not been good.
LeBrick put on a show, though, the other day with the double overtime.
That was a hell of a game. Saturday?
That was vintage.
He and Curry went at it. Yeah, that was great. The Grizzlies have been, they've been surprising some teams, but they're all banged up. And the Mavericks are tough. You know that's going to be a tough game. Then you go on the road for three. At Houston, who has not been playing well over the second half of the season.
Young team.
Orlando Magic, who's also, they got off to a great start. They've been kind of leveling off. And then the Sixers in Philly. Well, is Embiid going to play?
Who knows if he's going to play, yeah.
You know, that whole story. And then it's Celtics. Good team, obviously. That's a tough one. Pistons, who your Pistons, by the way, congratulations.
Finally beat a winning team with a winning record yesterday. Watch out, OKC.
Pistons, and then these are home games. Celtics, Pistons, Pelicans, Warriors. Those are all home games. So the month is loaded with home games. No travel.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
So we'll
be rested.
That's your month, and can you get through it? And then on the other side of it, see if you can get
Now when you say Randall get back. Through it, when you say get through it, what are you saying? Like it's 12 games or 14, right?
It's 12. Well, 14 if you count the next two to finish this month, before you get to March.
8-6.
Yeah. Anything over 500 to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're winning. You found a way to win without Hardenstein. You know, you're finding a way to you're finding a way to win a lot of times, and that's what you want to do in most games is find a way to win. And their defense has been a huge part of it, but obviously you got to get production from people. And you know, and it's also the question of the trade deadline, which is coming up. Let's see, it's next week. No, 2 weeks, right? Trade deadline. No, it's next week. Wow. Trade deadline's next week.
Yeah, man.
The 8th. Trade deadline is the thing that you wonder, do you, like Woj said, get those fringe players, the ones who supplement the team and make your bench a little better? Can you find a guy that can score off the bench?
Yeah.
And if you can do that, That gives you a boost as well as a team. So that's the thing to watch as well. Saeed in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. Mr. Solo, Bart, good afternoon. I just wanted to make a comment, and then I want to ask you about a couple of players, and then I'll leave it to you guys. So I wanted to say, historically, you know, there's no tomorrow. So what's a bunch of draft picks to a coach that does not play young talent, right? I think there's a lot of workload on our players' shoulders, no pun intended. What do you think about a guy like Josh Giddey? What do you think about maybe taking back Buddy Hield and maybe taking back Toppin? Those guys, you could still play those guys while Randall's out. But even when Randall isn't back, you know, you can still fortify the bench. We can't think that, you know, tomorrow exists. Like, it's now. You know, Brunson's going to get this contract.
I disagree, Saeed. I don't think it's now. I still don't think it's now. I still think you're building. I don't think you're panic button anything here, Saeed. And Josh Giddey, where are you playing him? Does he guard anybody? He doesn't shoot. That doesn't fit. You know, guys, don't give me names that you've heard of. All right?
Don't just start names.
Now Sadiq Bey. Sadiq Bey, yeah, he can play the four. If you can get him for relatively cheap, yeah, that's a name, right? And as I told you, the Obi Toppin thing is interesting.
That's funny.
Indiana would be willing to move him.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Merv in Winfield. Merv.
Oh,
Merv, you got a lot of noise going on.
Merv on a subway.
You all right? All right, we're not going
to
do that.
Merv's trying to mute us, Nick.
I don't know what happened there.
Over the train stop.
Freddie in Brooklyn. Freddie.
Hi, guys. I've got 2 points, if I may. First, I think it's inevitable we're going to lose a few games without Randall, because now we'll see the real value of Randall being missing from the lineup. It's not easy replacing 25 and 10.
No, it's not.
And my second point is that, yes, we're focusing, and we are fortunate that it's not Randall's shooting hand. But what people don't seem to realize, it will be quite easy for that dislocated shoulder to be dislocated again with the slightest injury or the slightest jarring. It's easy to be slipped out. And teams will be on the lookout for that and do not give them spitefully set out to disable them again.
So you think some people are going to just purposely hit him to try to knock his shoulder? You know, Steph Curry came back. Nobody did that to him. I get it, Freddie. I completely understand. And you're right.
It's his non-shooting arm.
They're going to miss.
It's his non-shooting arm. So he's going to be having a ball. That arm's going to be down and collected and nice and tight.
I think what you'll probably – I don't think he'll go to the rim with reckless abandon. Like that,
yeah,
that
he doesn't
drive,
want to fall. He doesn't want to fall.
Yeah, that drive was a bit reckless, and of course the defense was. I mean, that's the NBA. You're attacking the bad. Guys fall down hard a lot.
It's a great promo for Skechers, though.
Why is that?
You haven't seen the death.
He needed it on his hands. Skechers. What are you showing me?
What's the first thing that popped up?
The feet.
The air Skechers, baby.
Yeah, the Skechers are there. Yeah. Who was that, by the way, that was under him?
The new kid, the Hispanic kid.
The who?
The Hispanic kid.
Jaime Jaquez?
Yeah. Jaime.
Jaime Jaquez was trying to take a charge. Fran of Massapequa, Fran.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
All right.
What up?
Love the show. It's Super Bowl matchup, huh? I think it's going to be a good one. You can't go against Mahomes. But listen, I got to talk basketball, man. This is a sad day. That our guy got hurt, Randall, you know what I mean? He's tough. He'll come back. I don't want them to rush him back. So what I want them to do is just – now you got to maybe overpay a little bit and make a move and get an offensive guy. I don't like the Alex Burks and those type of guys that you were talking about. I want a Devontae Murray type guy. I want to score. If we can get it, don't get me wrong. But I want a guy that can put it in the net. I think we should pay a little bit for that guy. This way you don't have to rush Randall back. He can come, you know, a guy like that who could score. We need a guy who could put 20 up, so you ain't got to rush Randall back. And then they can talk to Randall a little bit. Maybe he can watch some videos and he can tighten up his game a little, because when he's got the ball in his hands, the guy's a beast going to the rim. He's a good – he does everything right. Only thing he does is he holds the ball a little If he could learn to get rid of that ball when the double team comes, he'd be deadly. But he's got it. I'm telling you, he goes to the rim like a tough guy. He plays the game like Bart. Don't mess with me. I'm going right through you.
Yeah.
And I like that attitude, and I like the Knicks. I like everything about it. But we can't just lay back now and say, oh, we don't want to do a move, and then go 500. Let's make a move right now and get a guy like Devontae Murray. I think I said his name right. Get a stud like Deontay. That, and I'm telling you, that guy would be perfect here. Or another guy. Hold on. Another guy I love, man, from Utah. I'm going blank.
You looking it up? Jordan Clarkson.
No, he's got the dreads. With the dreads.
Jordan Clarkson.
He's a beast.
Jordan Clarkson.
Oh, my God, I love him.
Yeah.
I would love to play with a guy like that. He's a beast. Bring him in.
You would. Fran.
Oh, he'd be perfect, man. I'm so pumped about the Knicks. This is not going to bring me down.
Well, just keep pumped. Stay pumped, but just understand something.
Listen,
that Jordan Clarkson is plays for Utah. Which, by the way, has won a lot more games over the last 20.
They're playing good.
And they're in a playoff race now.
I know.
And the caveat of all, is it's Danny Ainge.
I know.
So you know, friend.
There's another guy on the team you have to give up. There's another white boy. I think his name is Bogdanovich or something like that.
Detroit. From the Pistons.
Yeah. And how about this guy? Is this guy marketing getting any credit?
Oh my God! No, they love him. They love him.
Yeah. The guy is in Utah.
He's centerpiece.
He's a beast.
Yeah, they love him too. That's why he's played well. You'll see tomorrow night. They come into the Garden. Thank you, Fran. They come into the Garden tomorrow, and you're going to see the Knicks struggle with them when they were in Utah. That guy, they lost that game because they were tough. You know, they got a lot of length. They're a good team. So yeah, they had a bad start, but they've gotten it right, which is why all the dreaming of making trades is. I got to remind people, there's certain teams you're not going to be able to deal with. And Utah is one of them. Danny Ainge is just going to make it tough. I think Toronto's going to make it tough. You really want Bruce Brown?
Yeah.
He just gave you OG, and now it looks like he lost the deal. Like, now it looks like, Masai thought, oh, look what I got.
Yeah, I got it.
Look at everybody sad in New York. They're all sad. And then it's like, well, they're 12 and what since since that trade? Yeah, so if you think you're getting Bruce Brown at cost, that ain't happening. So you got to remember, this is going to be, it's not a time of year. This right now is not the panic time. This is the time that you just recognize what's going on. Okay, that's a big injury. You're not making up for that injury by making a trade in season. What you have to do is just do enough things so that when everybody's back, which the good news is, the expectation is Randall will be back. So when he is back, and maybe even Mitchell Robinson's back, your roster's better. And then when you get to April, when everybody knows, that's when it matters most, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you want to be at your best. 800-919-3776, the number. We'll continue with your calls coming up. Stay with us. And, of course, we'll get into the AFC and NFC championship games, what Bart saw out of his two teams that cost both of them an opportunity to meet in the Super Bowl. Painful. But you know what? What Patrick Mahomes also reminded us, in case you forgot. Lots more to get to. Stay with us. Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, man, Eminem had a moment.
Of course.
He had a moment, and then the second half happened.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You can't go double birds on San Francisco fans.
But he's going to go double birds anyway. Because just thinking, like, is anybody turning around and yelling at Taylor Swift? So why turn around and yell at Eminem?
Everybody was yelling at Taylor Swift.
Oh, they were?
Ravens fans were eviscerating her after the game. Well, she was on the field, man.
No, I ain't talking about I'm talking about while she's up in the booth. Is anybody turn around in front of his suite? And talking cash money to her?
I don't know. That's a good question. Speaking of cash money.
They couldn't wait to get her kisses. And like, come on, man.
Looks so odd. Cameras were all over
that. The second kiss was for the cameras, you can tell.
Yeah, because in case you missed
it. They turned back and the cameraman was like, hey.
Well, I'll tell you what.
When they break up, they're going to burn all his stuff down.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they get married. Anyways, you know what time it is, Bart.
The Superbox Bonanza!
Number 5. Yes, the ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza 5. Each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card and have a chance at one of 10 Superboxes. Give me a number. Caller number what?
Caller number 2 for the 2 L's I took yesterday.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's fair. Deuces. Caller number 2 right now, 888-987-ESPN, 888-987-ESPN. And you get to select the box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. And, of course, as you know, Bart, Security Dodge. And why do we love Security Dodge?
Because you can
come get some.
That's why. 800-919-3776. We'll get into the football and Bart's pain. Double the pain from yesterday. We'll get into all that stuff in the 1 o'clock hour, but let's continue with the calls. We go to Charles in Queens. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I just want to say whenever I can, I enjoy listening to you guys. You're very informative and entertaining as well.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I don't have a big I'm not a big IQ sports guy or I have an acumen as far as sports, but I love sports and I try to follow up. Well, the Knicks are doing phenomenal this year, so I'm always interested in them. And I used to go to games in the 80s and mostly college games. But I just wanted to weigh in on the Julius Randle situation. I know that most teams they look through the trade, but the Knicks in the past have gone through their G League for players. So I was wondering if that could be something to look into.
For depth. I mean, Charles, they don't have. It's not like they have somebody that's there that could come in and play rotation minutes.
Call up Scoot.
There's nothing like that. It's that league is more for development of players that are young that you hope that eventually can come up and be a factor. But they don't have something like that where you could bring somebody and put them in your rotation. What they will do is they'll probably bring somebody up to put on the bench. But they'll move somebody up the depth chart. And so you take a guy like Jericho Sims, who has played a lot of games in the G League, and they have used him at center. Maybe they can use him at times at power forward. They have Precious Achiuwa, who they traded for. He can play center, but he could also play a little bit of four as well. So Charles, it's really more like that than it would be going to the G League and like Jacob Toppin, for example, who has played very well in the G League. But it's a big difference to playing in the NBA. So hopefully that answers your question. Eric in Jersey. Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just had a quick question on the Knicks. I know they don't want to make any drastic moves, no going crazy. I understand what you're saying. You're still building. I was wondering about a guy like Jeremy Grant. What do you think you can get a guy like Jeremy Grant for if Portland's willing to deal? I know he just got hurt also.
He just got a massive deal.
I don't know how serious it is.
He just got a massive, massive deal, Eric. Massive.
Oh, he got a huge deal? Yeah,
He got
three more years, actually four, after this year, and he's like getting 30 a year. So, and he's already over. Yeah, he's already 29.
That would be a nice fit.
It would if he was an expiring contract. But, yeah, he's 29 years old, and it's a 30-year, not really defender. Doesn't really fit the way – it doesn't fit this team's personality.
He's a good wing.
Really
defender,
good score. No, good score. But I it's
– Yeah, I figured that could supplement the scoring while Randall's gone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But then what do we do for the next 4 years? You know, yeah,
that's the problem. Yeah,
that's all the little details, Eric, that we always got to know about when we bring up players' names. And the one is, it's not a contract you really want to get in bed with. All right, 800-919-3776, of course, and we'll continue this part of the conversation with you because I know so many Knicks fans were concerned about Randall and just how long he'd be out. That's all I heard about yesterday on social media. I couldn't, Bart, I couldn't tweet about football. Every tweet about football had, what about Randall? But what about Randall? It's like, man. So we told you the what about Randall for now. We'll get back into it later on. You heard from Woj and everything else. But next, okay, how about the football? What did Bart think of what his Ravens looked like? And for Lamar Jackson, in what was supposed to be an arrival kind of performance for him at home.
In front of all the legends.
And in front of all the legends. And then on top of it, I want to ask a question about Brock Purdy that needs to be answered once and for all. Lots to get to in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get into some football. Stay with us. But first, Bart, tell us about Samwell.
Yeah, man. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified Ivy League pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, and nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. And you say, Bart, how do I do that? I'll tell you how. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at SamwellPain.com. Dr. Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy a pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com and put an end to all your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah today. By doing that, go to SamwellPain.com right now and regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Inglewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shah a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. It seemed like the Lions were destined to be headed to the Super Bowl, but a brutal second half highlighted by some questionable Dan Campbell decisions, including going for it on fourth down. What happened, Dan?
I just felt really good about us converting, getting our momentum, and not letting them play long ball. You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I wanted to get the upper hand back. It's easy hindsight, and I get it. I don't regret those decisions. And that's hard because, you know, we didn't come through. We wasn't able to work out, but I don't. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it is Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it is the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.